Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
So the UN Human Rights Committee has concluded that Ireland should initiate a prompt and independent investigation into cases of symphysiotomy, prosecute and punish the perpetrators, including medical personnel. They should do the same for those abused in Magdalen laundries and mother and baby homes, and Ireland should revise its legislation on abortion. They're the main conclusions from that committee following 2 days of hearings in Geneva last week when the Justice Minister Francis Fitzgerald was questioned. On the line now from Geneva is Yuval Shani, who is the Ireland rapporteur on the United Nations Human Rights Committee. Yuval Shani, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Audrey. Thank you.
It's a very, very critical report. If we could start individually, I suppose, with the Magdalen laundries, first of all. The government here has carried out a report, an independent report, they would say, on the laundries. They've issued an apology. They have acknowledged state responsibility. They have put in place a compensation scheme. Is that not enough?
Well, thank you. We were concerned. I mean, we heard many NGOs and who came before us, and they expressed concerns about both the mandate of the original inquiry and also about the extent to which the findings of that inquiry were taken on board by the government, and then with respect to the issue of accountability for the abuse, and then with respect to the breadth of the scheme. And we have asked the government for its responses to these concerns. And the responses we have gotten have not satisfied us entirely. So that's why we have formulated a recommendation that the government should conduct a prompt, independent and thorough investigation into all allegations of abuse and look into aspects of accountability in that regard, and ensure that the victims of these very oppressive practices would obtain effective remedy.
Not wishing to speak for the minister, we did ask for her to be interviewed on this evening's programme, but our request was declined. But having interviewed government representatives on this very issue for many, many months, it would seem that as far as they're concerned, they have done what they're going to do in relation to the Magdalen laundries. That's it.
Well, I mean, we can evaluate and assess whether what they have done meets their international obligations under the covenant. And our committee was not convinced that, although we did acknowledge that the government has taken these issues quite seriously, we have not we were not convinced that the response was on the whole as comprehensive and effective as we would have hoped.
In relation to the other issue as well that you were questioning the minister about and which you heard representations on, those women who had symphysiotomies carried out on them. And I know that that caused great distress for the women, but for the members of the committee listening to what they went through, it was very distressing for them as well. Now, in relation to what the government has offered those women, the ex gratia payments, some women have accepted those payments. Many of the women, though, have rejected it. As far as you're concerned, is it the women who have the final say on what their compensation should be?
No, I mean, we didn't express any view as to whether the actual sums that were offered to the women were adequate or not. We were concerned, however, at least with the reports that we have received, that some women had to choose whether to join the scheme or renounce judicial remedies. And we thought that that choice may be problematic, that women, without actually knowing how much they would be eligible to obtain from the scheme, would be required to renounce judicial remedies with respect to the suffering that they have incurred. We are also concerned about some of the criteria which the scheme has the tentative scheme has introduced, and we hope that the comments that we have made in this regard would influence the final contours of the scheme.
What are your concerns about the scheme?
Well, we were concerned about the way in which harm would be actually determined in terms of the nature of the process that the women underwent and not the actual harm that they had suffered. We were also concerned, as I said before, about the lack of judicial remedies. We were more broadly concerned with issues concerning lack of accountability and the establishment of a full historical record of what actually had happened.
Given that the majority of the women have rejected the government's offer, were you able to establish from Minister Fitzgerald last week if they have another plan? What are they going to do now that the majority of women have rejected what they've offered them?
We understood from the minister that they are the scheme is still being under review and consideration, and the final word on that hasn't been said. That's why we thought it would be important for us to project our own expectations with respect to what our covenant actually requires in this regard.
Mm-hmm. And in relation to the other issue, I know there were many issues, but we focused on the three main ones, the abortion laws in this country. Now, the government has made it clear there will be no further changes in the abortion laws. What do you say to that?
Well, this issue was very much present in the dialogue with the government. We have explained to the government how we perceive their international obligations in this regard. We have expressed concern about the government's position with respect to the lack of any plans or programs to adjust Irish law with international standards in this regard, specifically the international standards that Ireland assumed when ratifying the covenant. And we hope that the government, in light of our recommendations, would reconsider its position.
As we say, you will be no doubt very aware of how controversial the issue is in this country. And I think the government would say again that they have done what they're going to do on this issue. Overall, how would you sum up Ireland's attitude to these matters at government level?
Well, I think on many issues, Ireland has been actually a model player in the sense that it has taken on board human rights law, it has established strong human rights institutions, it has cooperated with the committee, it has certainly cooperated with the NGO sector. But there are some areas in which we lament both the pace of the progress which has been done, but also some of the responses that we have received. There are, as you just indicated, there are some areas where it appears that there is little political will to actually align Irish laws and practices with its international obligations, and this is regrettable.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this evening. That's Yuval Shani, who is the Ireland Rapporteur on the UN Human Rights Committee.